Good day to you. This is Margaret Gray. On the program yesterday, Phil Hendry and I, as well as Bud Dickman and General Galen Shaw, who is sitting to my immediate right, we listened to a tape of me purporting to be eating 15 hot dogs and then vomiting at the Nathan's hot dog eating.
What's the Coney Island?
The Nathan's Coney Island hot dog
extravaganza or something.
The Nathan's Coney Island hot dog extravaganza. And that's where people eat enough hot dogs, I guess, where you throw up. I don't know. Truth be told, I was never in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. The tape that we played yesterday was phony baloney. I say that with the greatest of respect to you, the audience, as well as to you, General Shaw.
I didn't know that this was... You told Phil before the show.
I called Phil and I said to him, I'd like to go on the air and tell everyone, to tell everybody...
Everybody?
You heard what I said, General.
Right.
That it was a real phony deal. Phil was put out by that.
Now you're telling me Phil thought that was real.
You did too, General.
Well, gave you the benefit of the doubt.
But let me explain. And I don't know why you're here. I really don't.
Phil wants me here as the eyes and ears.
And where is Phil?
He's having dinner tonight with Derek Waters.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know he had his Hollywood thing going. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to bother him.
Ms. Gray
now.
Yes. Go ahead.
Phil, throughout the years, has had his good time. He's gotten his chuckles and his jollies. Putting people on. Pretending that he's somebody else and he isn't. And you know the drill. You've been there and done that for all of you. What did I do? Frank and I walked in here yesterday with a real phonied up tape. It was a dummied up deal done by...
It was Ralph Bore, right?
By one of Frank's assistants, legal assistant, Ralph Bore. And yes, it's spelled B-O-U-R-E-E, General.
Well, that's the song.
Yes, and it's also spelled the same way as a song by Jethro Tull. Can we get any further into the past? Can we go any further back into the pre-dinosaur one-cell amoeba era? God!
I want everyone to know.
Well, they know now. Anyway, Ralph Bore dummied the tape up, pretended like he was throwing up 15 hot dogs. I can assure you that I have never been tape recorded throwing up like that. If I had been, I would have gotten a hold of the tape and it would have been destroyed right then and there by use of fire, by use of chemical, anything that I had. No one tapes me, Margaret Gray, throwing up into a toilet or anywhere else.
All right, Margaret, we get the...
You get what?
We get the point.
Good. Now, this was for laughs. And what shocked me, and shocked Frank, and Frank is here in studio as well.
You want me to sit down now?
Hold on, Frank. What shocked me and shocked you, well, go ahead, Frank, sit down.
Sit right there, Frank.
Okay. This is the chair here.
Yes, that... Frank, you got your hands all over the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked and amazed.
Here, Frank, move the papers.
Yeah. I was shocked and amazed that it thought... The tape was real. I said to Margaret, after Ralph Bore delivered the tape recording to me, I said to it, now, first thing I said to Ralph Bore, does it sound realistic? And Ralph gave me one of these, whatever you need, and then turned on its heel and walked forthwith to its car at the curb and took off before I could even come up with a secondary.
Well, then you knew it sounded phony.
I knew we had it, and I said to Margaret, let's put it on the air and see if it bites and if it thinks it's real.
Right. If Phil thinks it's real, we'll play along with it.
Well, look, I played along with it, too.
Whoa. You believed it was real, like Phil.
Yes, okay.
Now, Bud, who will be along in a moment.
Yeah, Bud's outside, right, washing and waxing it.
What?
The car, sorry. I had the kid wax it down.
Wait a minute. Wait, Frank. What's Bud doing?
It's outside waxing it.
Your car?
Yes, Mike. What in the name of Jesus did you think I was talking about?
All right, I didn't know, Frank.
Get down here, Mr. Gray.
Thanks very much, Mike. Good job, kid. Here's a fin just because we might have been related at one time.
Oh, thanks for that, sir.
Yeah. Now, when I was down...
Get the papers off of there, Frank.
All right. I went downtown yesterday, and Ralph Bore was in there. I said, look, Ralph, do me a favor, will you? Pretend like you're throwing up 15 hot dogs at the Nathan's Hot Dog of Extravaganza. And it said, and it said, sure thing, Mr. Gray. And to the other, Ricky Beans, you know, it's got a recording studio.
Right across from your office, yes.
Yeah, in San Marino. And wait,
you were downtown, and Ralph took it all the way from downtown out to San Marino.
Yes, it did, because it respects me, okay? Because it likes me and respects me, Frank Gray. Somebody out there likes me.
All right, Frank. Thank you, Frank.
So Ralph dummied it up, made it sound like it was Margaret, you know.
Now, let me ask you, can I ask you a question in terms of the production of this tape? Look, I don't want to get too far into the weeds on this thing. It was a joke. It was a goof. Phil walks out of here angry because we put him on. Guess what? The jokester got joked. You know what?
Yeah, the clown got clowned. Huh? Know what I'm saying?
All right, okay, I appreciate that. I just want to ask a question.
We could play it back, but it sounds like at one point Ralph, as you, is going yip, 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 and then pukes it up. Right, well, that was at my direction. Why is that? Because...
Well, go ahead, Frank.
What do you mean, why is that? If you're getting ready to puke and you're holding it back... Hold on. Wait a minute. Let's play it back.
Now, Margaret Gray.
Thank you.
I mean, the yip, yip, yip.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on.
Yip, 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 yip.
Right there. Hold it. Stop. What's that?
All right. That was at my direction. I told Ralph, make it sound like it's a real up, you know, real. We got a real live upchuck going, and it's a barf. It's realistically barf, you know.
Come on in, bud.
Now,
Bud, did you know this was phony baloney?
I'd been tipped off, yeah.
Well, what's the problem, okay? Like I said, the clown got clowned, so what?
And you did too, General.
Yes, I did, because we were giving you all due respect, Margaret, especially since you sounded like you're in such distress. And then comes this yip, yip, yip. What is that again?
If I could answer the question.
I can probably answer a question for you, Mr. Gray.
Go ahead. Let it answer it.
Thank you, sir.
Your voice just went, thank you, sir.
I know that. God.
Margaret, give it a rest, will you? Give it a break and give it a rest.
What am I?
It's good. So, you know, if you're ready to puke and there's a moment there where you want to hold it back, but you also want to further it along, you want to hurry it up. And
no, I don't know anything you're talking about.
Well, that's what...
That's what Ralph did. Ralph gets just... Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, give it, because you're like ready to yip, and then boing, and it just boings out of you.
I don't think he knows what you're talking about. Even though I'm sure, General, you've spent many a day indeed, leaning over the big white phone talking to Ralph.
All right, yeah.
Good one, honey.
What is that supposed to mean?
Leaning over the big white phone talking to Ralph. You don't know what that means?
No.
It means you're going, Ralph, the big white phone?
Oh, the toilet,
yeah. God, man, that's older than Jethro Tull. Playing Bowie or whatever that thing.
Bore, for Christ. Anyway.
Was he named after that song?
That's the family name. Don't start upchucking all over. Here's the thing that I don't want to do, as long as we're talking about upchuck. Okay.
But Frank.
Wait, Margaret, hold on. The one thing I don't want to do is, as we explain the phony baloney Nathan's Hot Dog Championship. I don't know what the hell.
Nathan's, yeah, the hot dog eating contest.
All right, I'm not familiar with it.
So you guys never went, I just want to be clear, you guys never went to Coney Island?
Coney, for what? For what reason?
You said Frank was in New York on business.
No, Frank hasn't been in New York on business. Frank goes to New York on business. This is when we were first married, no.
So you made that up too?
Yes. No, by this point we were back in we were in California. This is where we live.
I understand that.
All right, go ahead.
All right, can I say what I gotta say? Because as I said, when the Nathan Hot Dog Eating Extravaganza.
It's called the Nathan Hot Dog Eating.
It's called Nathan's Hot Dog Eating.
No, it isn't. It's got more name than that.
What difference does it make?
All right, so I made it clear to Ralph and all concerned. I don't want to, I don't want to barf over anybody's reputation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when Margaret came in and said, I got an idea, let's pull a gag, let's do a gag on Henry. And I said, speaking of gag, how's about this, Frank? Let's gag up and pretend like I was at the hot dog Nathan, you know, the Nathan's eating contest.
No, it's the Nathan hot dog.
I'm sorry. The hot dog, the Nathan hot dog.
All right. And so that's what we did. Now, what are we talking about?
I just wanted to know who came up with the yip, yip, yip. Yeah, that was Ralph Bore, who is the, Ralph Bore. Can we get Ralph on the line? All right, got him?
Yeah, Ralph. Yeah. Mr. Gray's on the phone.
Hey, Ralph.
Hi, Mr. Gray.
Ralph, we had a question here about the barf tape you made.
Oh, did people enjoy that? Did they find it funny?
They found it funny.
Mr. Henry has been told it's not real. It was me.
Yes, Mr. Henry was told. Then it had to leave. It had to go to dinner.
Okay.
But when you did yip 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 and then whoa, you know, when you barfed up, what is that inspired by?
Well, that's something that I've been through in my life, and I don't know about anybody else listening, but if you've felt the need to vomit from for any reason, bad food, or just you're not feeling well. There is that moment where you are thinking, maybe I can hold it. Maybe I can go back and sit down and continue the conversation with the people at the table instead of excusing yourself and going into the bathroom. And now people are hearing retching noises. And so the yip, 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 yip is something that I've done. So I'll be ready to go ahead and throw up, and then I'll go yip, yip, yip. And then I'm in that place of, nope, it's not going to happen. And then a full... vomit, the barf up happens, whatever it's called, and
But at points before that, you're going to go back to the table.
Got to go back to what? To what table?
You know, the people you are with. You're discussing your girlfriend, somebody. You know, you're sharing cocktails, and you excuse yourself to go to the bathroom, to vomit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, Ralph. Thank you. I that was my question, and I apologize for. Were you doing anything?
No, I was just sitting here at home. I was watching television, and a funny thing.
There's Ralph Bore, Frank.
Well, wasn't that interesting, Frank? The whole history of how you go yip, yip, yip.
Yeah, well, I didn't really want to get into that much.
Yeah. But, I mean, you made a very good point, Ms. Gray, when you said, Mr. Gray.
How do you confuse me with it?
How do I confuse?
What do you want to say, bud?
Well, I'm saying that you were making a point, Mr. Gray, about the barf up.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. I want it very clear, before we embarked upon making this tape, that I didn't want anyone's reputation, and I certainly didn't want the Phil Henry Show barfed up on.
You didn't want to sully the reputation of anyone. We understand, Frank.
Look, Margaret, this was your idea. To come in here with a phony, with a fake puke tape, and try to run one, you know, try to run a game on Henry, right?
So this was your idea.
Of course it was. As I said, and I will continue to repeat, Phil has a lot of fun putting people on. We thought we would do it, and we did. We were successful.
Yeah, well, I...
And you knew, Bud.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was in on it, you know.
We told Bud about it because he's the one with the big mouth. If anybody was going to start talking, especially yesterday, and you did, Bud, you started referring to me sliding a couple of hot dogs deep and...
Yeah, deep and wide. I heard it. You said, Margaret, slides them deep and wide. That is dirty pool.
I didn't say anything like that.
Yes, you did. It's one thing to say she can slide a hot dog. Now we understand that it's simply a matter of...
Frank, you're just digging the hole deeper.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. It's one thing to say it slides a hot dog deep. And that's a compliment for anyone that eat a hot dog. But to say it slides one deep and wide, you know, that's dirty pool. And,
I don't think he did that, though.
Well, okay, I guess not. Nice one, Frank. Yeah, all right.
Anyway, the show, this has been completely hijacked by all these other clods. And the point...
I'm its husband. Did you hear what it called me?
Yes, by all these other clods. Frank, just sit down. And the point that I wanted to essentially make, and I guess I have, but I will reiterate, that Phil Henry is, as I have said, a man known to love a good prank. He loves to clown people. He loves to put people on. Or as they say in England, having them on.
Having them on what?
Don't do it, Bud.
Don't do it, Bud. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, God, cocking your fist at me.
You know, Bud... When they say having someone on in England...
They're having them on what?
They're putting them on.
Oh. God, man, you're all pissed off. Look, I'll piss off. Might as well go in the bathroom right now and just go, boo, you know.
Oh, what I wouldn't give.
Hold on, Margaret.
So, therefore, and in conclusion, what we did is we turned the tables on the master. Now, earlier today, I informed Phil that the tape was phony, that I'd never been to Nathan's, whatever it's called.
Hot dog eating championship.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine, because you guys, a minute ago, it was Hot Dog's Nathan Eating Championship.
The kid got it wrong, God. It got it wrong. Can't you let it get it wrong?
That anyway, I've never been to it, and nor do I have any plans on going to it. It looks like a thoroughly disgusting enterprise, and something that the only thing that would cause you to vomit, other than the hot dogs, would be looking at all the people there. You know, one look at all those people, and I'd turn around and sprint back to the car, open up the driver's side, and let your bucket seat have it, Frank.
Oh, my God. Thanks a lot for nothing.
Well, you know something? For what you owe me in this world...
You, in other words, what it would do, it'd sprint back a car, and it would... You'd go ahead and you'd empty your stomach onto my bucket seat.
Yes, that's what I... So, that's what happened yesterday, and we certainly do thank all of the people involved. We thank Phil Hendry, who I think will be taking over the show here in a moment. And why don't you tell us all about your evening out, Phil?
Yes. And thank you very much. And look, I want to make a point here.
Oh, here we go. No. When you told me that the tape was fake, I'm going to be honest with you. Oh, here we go. He's going to say how he already knew it.
Well, I kind of thought it was. I didn't want to say anything. You did not. Look, General, I respect your rank. Don't start yanking and cranking it, okay? Don't start grabbing a hold of it, twisting it, and saying, we, all right? I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, let me just make this point. It sounded like it could be real, but then I thought maybe you guys had enhanced it. I don't know. Margaret, this is a statement that I'm making that you should actually be appreciative of. I give you the benefit of the doubt. If you tell me something happened, I trust that it happened.
Well, okay. When you say you thought it was enhanced,
I thought maybe it was some kind of a tape from way back when Margaret was a kid, and you guys enhanced the crowd noise. And maybe even, you know, did something with the throw-up sound.
Did something with the throw-up sound? So you thought that was me?
Yeah, I thought it was you.
Oh, my living God. You thought that I, Margaret Gray...
Yeah, well, I mean, Ms. Gray, everybody's going to, you know...
Hey, Margaret, you know, and I'm not... I don't want to speak out of school. I love my wife dearly. But when it leans over a toilet, there's nothing short of a zoo is the only...
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Well, Margaret, come on now.
There's nothing short of the sounds of a zoo. When your dear wife...
When my lovely, beautiful wife leans over a toilet because maybe it's... Remember the night you got a hold... Boy, I'll never forget...
Oh, God, not that...
No, hold on. I'll never forget we went to Park City, Maryville.
We were in Park City, yeah.
Park City, Utah. Phil was doing a remote broadcast. And we went to the only sushi bar they had in Park City. Now, you would have thought that grown adults... Grown human beings would have said, wow, something suspicious about eating raw fish in Utah.
Oh, yeah, that's a long way from the ocean.
Hey, give the man a cigar. Give the man a cigar. Give it a cookie.
All right, so
anyway. But Margaret went ahead anyway and ordered up.
I ordered up a full platter of the Toro tuna. Yes, the spicy tuna. And, of course, my favorite, the rainbow roll.
Well, that's fine, Margaret, because... We got back to the condo that night. Beautiful condos there. Man, you should have heard what was coming from that bathroom. I mean, it was just, yeah. So,
That was, other than that experience, that was a wonderful trip to Park City.
Okay, so what's the point here? Well, you said that didn't sound like you were asking if that...
Well, yeah, I was wondering if that was Margaret, and obviously it wasn't.
It was Ralph Bore. Okay, yeah, but it could have been Margaret.
All right.
Well, I hand it to you, Margaret. I give it to you on a silver platter. Let me just hand it over to you.
Hand me what?
You win that one. You put me on. I thought that was you throwing up at Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
You really did.
Well, you did too, man.
Did you, General? Did you really?
Yes, I did, sorta, and a part of me didn't. There was a part of me that thought it sounded a little weird, but I, you know, like I said, why would you lie to me?
Oh, give me a break, Phil.
I'm saying. But the yip, 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 bleh, you know, that part.
See, Frank, that's where Ralph blew it. And I went, you know, if you talk to him about this and tell him where he failed, let him know what that whole yip, 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 that's.
Hey, Right, you heard what Ralph said. Ralph wanted to give it a realistic sound of a woman who was in trying to please the husband and trying to make a new husband happy, eats 15 hot dogs, sends them down, and then immediately returns them to the place of origin by way of puking. Well, it didn't reach down into its own stomach and pull them out, yeah.
Meaning me.
What does it think I'm talking about? All right, Frank, thank you very much. So there you have it, folks. Phil Henry made to look like a real clown. And,
Don't start crying.
I'm not crying. That's the last time I let you guys bring in any so-called tape evidence of things. Ralph Bore did a good job, didn't it? Yeah, it did a great job.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Yep. That sounded just like the tape.